The whole is bigger than the sum of its parts. There's a strange concept in the philosophy of science called an entelechy. An entelechy is something complex that emerges when you put a large number of simple objects together. Examine one molecule of water in a vacuum, and you'll be utterly bored by the lack of activity in your vacuum tube. Pour a bunch of molecules into a glass, and a new phenomenon crops up, a ring of ripples on the water's surface. Combine enough glasses of water in a big enough basin, and you'll end up with something entirely different, an ocean. Take the 26 letters of the English alphabet, lay them out in front of you, and you'll have a set of small squiggles, each of which evokes just one or two specific sounds. String a few million together in precisely the proper order, and you'll have the collected works of Shakespeare. These are entelechies. A city, a town, a culture, a religion, a body of mythology, a hit record, a dirty joke. These, too, are the results of entelechies. Take one human being, isolate him in a room from the time he's born until the time he dies, and you'll end up with a creature incapable of using language, with little in the way of imagination, an emotional and physical wreck. But put that baby together with 50 other people, and you'll end up with something entirely new, a culture. Cultures spring into existence only when the crowd is large enough. They are a phenomenon that sweeps across the face of the multitude like a wave. The phenomenon that creates the Beatles, that makes a Hitler, that launches a new philosophy like communism or Christian fundamentalism. These are all entelechies at work, waves rolling over the surface of society, incorporating the minor moves of individual human beings into a massive force, the way swells of the sea orchestrate insignificant twitches of water molecules into an overwhelming motion. The perpetual churnings of the waves and the tides are stirred by the gravity of the moon. But what propels the cultural tides of human beings? What causes a horde of barbaric nomads in the desert wastes of the Arab Peninsula to suddenly coalesce under the leadership of one man and spill across the known world, carving out an empire? How does an invisible idea preached by an Ayatollah pull isolated humans into surging swells of believers ready to die or kill?